letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 5, and this is letter number 1426, dated the 18th day of Shvat, of Shin Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So this is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe writes through, the Rebbe brings titles over here, and the name is Moshe Sheyichya HaKoyin Shayevich. So I received a pidyon nefesh, a note, a redemption of the soul note, in which you write to me that Mrs. whatever the name is, Blacktout, you had an operation, and also that your husband isn't feeling health-wise so well. So when I will be on the resting place, the holy resting place from my father-in-law, the Rebbe with the titles, so I will mention both of you for a healing and for health, betterment of health. And I hope that you will be able to let me know the good news that also you and both of your healths is getting better. In order to hold on to the blessings of the blessed Hashem, so you need to increase the vessels, the receptacles to receive, what are the vessels to receive those blessings that they should have where to rest? That is the matters of Torah and mitzvahs. It is my view, and this is, that the two of you should undertake upon yourself to support a student, a boy and a girl from those institutions that are on the name of my father-in-law, the Rebbe with the titles, in our holy land, may be built and prepared, and also that you should give for tzedakah that Meir Balanes, every time before lighting the candles on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And the Rebbe says something to him also, which is blotted out. And you should say every day after davening in the morning a few chapters of Tehillim. Minimally, the Tehillim as it's been divided for the days of the month. It would also be very fitting that you should check the mezuzahs in your house, whether they're kosher as required by the law. The Rebbe further refers to Rav Chosid, Rav Moshe Sheyichya Shayevich, also mentions while he was writing about your sons, Mr. So-and-so, may they live. So, and when I will be on the resting place from my father-in-law, I will also mention them for success in their business. And also that they should conduct a Jewish life, a lucky life, both for bodily and for their soul. This is the true success that one can wish for themselves. And I'm also certain that also you, the parents, utilize your influence in a peaceful way to explain to your children that such a conduct brings light and warmth in the Jewish life. I hope to receive from you a letter that you both are feeling better. I thank you in advance for the good news, the bracha, with blessing.